You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I am Anthony Kastrovitz. It's time for our weekly Tigers chat. We are going to bring in Jason Beck, and the Tigers coming off a weekend sweep at the hands of the Indians. Beck, we talked last week about new addition, not about new addition, the pop group from the 80s, but about the new addition, Jordan Zimmermann, who's been quite good, of course, going into his Monday start. And Jared Saltalamacchia has also been excellent for the Tigers. But I want to talk about some things that aren't going as well on the new addition front. And Justin Upton certainly qualifies. He enters the week with a 214, 247, 314 slash. That is not good. Does not translate to good. What do you make of Upton's early struggles? Is this just part of the streakiness that kind of comes with this player?
That's kind of how I looked at it the first couple of weeks, and I almost think we're getting beyond that now, to where, you know, I think when you get to 3 weeks, it's kind of beyond the streak, and it's legitimately a slow start here, and something is just not clicking. It does seem like he's putting a lot of pressure on himself. Yeah, I kind of think back to when Miguel Cabrera first came over in 08 and felt a lot of pressure that he wasn't accustomed to. I think batting in front of Cabrera hasn't had the impact that Tigers would have thought, not just because of Upton, but I think also because of the struggles of Cabrera. Yeah, I think going into the season, you saw that as a 2-3 combination where one could feed off the other. And really, it almost feels like their struggles are sinking each other kind of in tandem here. But I don't think he's doomed, but I think something here has got to start clicking. Maybe it's time to consider lowering him down in the order, kind of see if that has any impact. Maybe it's time to kind of go to work with extra BP and see what's going on with the swings. Maybe it's time to start looking at scouting reports and seeing what opponents are doing here for a hitter who isn't accustomed to American League pitching, even though I think a lot of us would argue that the differences now are so blurred with guys going back and forth to where it shouldn't make that big of a difference.
Is a move out of the number two spot, as you mentioned, is that something Brad Ausmus has publicly given consideration to? Where does that thought sit right now?
He was pretty steadfast, like 5 days ago, that it wasn't going to happen. It would amount to a panic move. He's probably words he might regret now, because then a couple of days ago, he got asked the question again once the team returned home, and he didn't rule it out. He said they've talked about a lot of different things. The question would be, who do you put in that two spot to take his place? Is there a logical candidate? I know a lot of people raise Jose Iglesias as a possibility. He's off to a pretty good start at the plate. He's a good contact hitter. He's not a guy who's responded well to the two spot in the past. It's a little different type of skill set from what he's had to show in batting lower in the order. But that said, if you're looking at it as a short-term move and just hoping to get up and going so you can move him back up there once he keeps up, then maybe it's something you approach a little bit differently. Anthony Gost is struggling. He'd be a candidate otherwise. I think center field is another position of flux for them right now while they wait and see what Cameron Nathan's health status is. And then you get beyond that and you'd really be trying to put some square pegs in round holes, I think, beyond those two guys. So I think they're trying to avoid a large-scale reordering of the batting order, but there's not a whole lot of flexibility to where you can move too many other guys and still feel like you're comfortable with Victor cleanup and Biggie third.
Let's talk about K-Rod. Obviously, he's away from the team for a few days here on family medical emergency leave. But, early on, he's had his struggles here, an ERA north of 7. I know he said he was embarrassed by his outing the other night. We talked earlier this season about the kind of extreme changeup usage. That seems to have come back down to earth. What do you make of his struggles to start the season?
Well, one thing about the Tigers' struggles over the last week is that they haven't had a lot of chances to use him. So
very true.
I don't know if the lack of regular work has an impact at all. You know, once he comes back, he's going to go a stretch of close to a week, maybe more, where he hasn't pitched in a game. So it's going to be a test to get him back going. But potentially it could be an opportunity as well to kind of work on some things with his pitching, kind of look at the mechanics, see if there's maybe some situation where maybe there's a tipping in the pitches, although when you throw that many changeups, I don't really know if, you know, the element of surprise is that huge of a deal anymore. Is there something in the delivery that makes a difference? Is there something in the sequence? He's had, ironically enough, a pretty good breaking ball, it seems like, for much of these first few weeks. It hasn't really been a big pitch for him. It was a bigger pitch for him when he was younger, and he had that fastball to kind of complement it. Maybe that's something he goes back to as kind of a swing and miss pitch to try to get guys to chase. But, you know, that only works if you get ahead in the counts. And that's something that he was struggling to do in his recent save situations.
While we're on the new additions theme here, Mike Pelfrey. So he's 0-3, but he's got a solid 3.68 ERA. So, you know, just looking at that, you think, okay, he's been a little unlucky. But his fielding independent pitching mark is 6.23, and that's a better measure of what a pitcher has in his control. And that's obviously not an encouraging number. So it almost makes you think he has actually been lucky to have the ERA he has. I know it's only a few starts, but what's your read on Pelfrey's early contributions here?
Well, he's another guy who kind of went the route of saying it's been embarrassing and he's been terrible, and you know, kind of a conventional type post-game session after his last start. The sinker's not sinking. The sinker's been flat. It's been kind of moving side to side as opposed to up and down. And they're trying to get that sink back in there. It got to the point where Brad Austin has caught his last bullpen session. I think it would have been on Saturday here in Detroit. So, and it wasn't necessarily a short bullpen session either. It was like 40 pitches, maybe a little bit more than that. He really wanted to work on trying to shore up those mechanics. I don't think work ethic's a problem with this guy. That said, I think for a 6'7" pitcher, when you get out of whack with your mechanics, I think it takes some work for a guy like that to get them back in line and to get them consistent. But if you take away the sinker, he's a very vulnerable pitcher. And, you know, this is a guy who's, well, you know, one of the main reasons the Tigers got him is because of that sinker-splitter combination. And when he has starts like last start in KC, where neither of them is moving with the intended spin, it's, you know, creates problems. And it creates line drives and extra base hits.
Yep, we've seen that here early on. The rotation in general, Verlander and Zimmerman, those are the only two guys to give them 7 innings in a start. They've each done it twice as we record this. Other than that, the rotation has just struggled to go deep into games. You alluded to this back in your report from Saturday's game, but you know, how big of an X factor is Anibal Sanchez? Obviously, he's had his struggles here early on.
I've been saying it since spring training. This guy's huge. To get him right and to get him consistent is important, not only for him, but I think for the pitching staff as a whole. He's really kind of that fulcrum from which it's really going to determine, I think, whether this is an effective rotation or a starting five with some holes in it. If you've got him going in a consistent fashion, strong up innings, giving quality starts, he doesn't even have to necessarily be in that 2013 form. But just get him in a position where you can count on him and give you a chance to win with like 6 or 7 innings every time out, then you're looking at the front three of veteran starters where you kind of have a good idea of your bullpen usage for those 3 days. And then it gives you an opportunity to be a little bit more flexible, maybe a little bit more aggressive with the bottom two spots, one of which is Mike Pelfrey, who you can look on as a four as opposed to a middle rotation guy, and the other one being the spot for one of the youngsters. Currently Shane Green, maybe Daniel Norris down the road once he gets healthy, maybe even Matt Boyd, who we saw here yesterday. When Sanchez isn't going right, and then you start having to look for more out of Mike Pelfrey than what you sign him for, then you start looking for more consistency out of that, those youngsters in the five spot, I think that's where this rotation can kind of get away from you and things start to spin a little bit out of control to where that bullpen usage, I think as we've seen from time to time already, gets a little bit too aggressive and those relievers become tags.
All right, we'll see if the Tigers can get things back under control this week. For now, I want to thank Jason Beck for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.